Hey, it's me. I know you're working. And I know you have your staff meeting, which is exactly why I called now. So, you know how we were talking the other night about fantasies that we've had that we haven't explored? I have one that I haven't mentioned. I don't think you'll think it's that strange, but for some reason it felt strange to talk to you about it face to face. I know it shouldn't, and I trust you. I guess it's just saying out loud feels a little naughtier than the way it sounds in my head. And I don't know what the implications are. And I don't really care, because I want it with you. If it were a stranger, it would mean something different, but it's not. This is something that I fantasize doing with you. And so I'm gonna tell you about it. And I know, it goes against all my feminist sensibilities, but I can't explain it. I just find it so incredibly hot. And again, it's you. It's you in this fantasy with me, not some, you know, nameless stranger. So, okay. Here goes. I have this fantasy that I come home from work and you're already home from work, but you're still dressed in your suit from work. And I come in and you tell me not to move. I walk in, I, you know, put my bag down and go to kick off my shoes, and you say, "No, wait, stop." And you walk over to me. Still, your tie is still neatly tied, and I mean, you haven't taken your jacket off or loosened your tie or anything. And you just put a finger over my lips and go, "Shh. No talking." Which I'm going to have to talk, obviously, to explain this to you. But in my fantasy, I don't speak. And you walk around me once, completely around me, looking me over with an appreciative smile on your face. And then you step behind me and let my hair down and run your fingers through it and just sort of tease me, and then you brush it over one shoulder and just gently kiss the back of my neck from behind, which you know I love. And then you whisper in my ear, "Unbutton your blazer." And so I button the jacket, and you gently lift the jacket off of my shoulders and pull it down my arms and take it off. And then you kiss my neck again. I think just because you like the shiver it gives me. But you don't make any move to take off your clothes. And So then you unzip the back of my skirt and let it fall to the floor. And, you know, it's my fantasy, so I'm wearing stockings instead of pantyhose. And you let out this really yummy kind of, you know, appreciative, I don't know, grunt. You know, that noise you make, you kind of go, like that. There needs to be a way to spell that. And so you walk around me again. And, you know, if it were anyone else, I guess it would feel like oogling, but because it's you, it just feels like you're drinking me in. That you're just taking your time because you want to. And you want to enjoy every moment of this with me. And I just feel... I feel really special when I think about this. I feel like I'm being lavished with attention from the one man who, his opinion is the only one that matters. And so you walk around to the front of me and you put your finger under my chin and you gently tug me toward you. And give me this nice, long, deep kiss. And then pull back and we just sort of stare at each other for a minute. You know, that look that I see you. I really see you. I'm here in this moment with you. That kind of look. And then you slowly start to unbutton my blouse, very slowly. And with each button, you look down to find the button, and then you look back up at me. And it's just all kinds of eye contact. God, I love that. And you just take your time, and you slowly... Oh, so slowly, it's killing me. Unbutton my blouse. And then, without taking it off of me, you take my face in your hands and kiss me really deeply. Like we're starting to cross that line now. And then you put your hands under the collar of my blouse. And gently rub them over my shoulders and let the blouse fall down my arms onto the floor. And then you step back and just admire me. And I just feel so fucking sexy. With your eyes on me like that, you know, and I'm just in my bra and panties and stockings and my heels, which I know you love, so I'm not surprised you told me not to take them off. And so you take my hand, and we're still not talking. We don't need to. We know what's in each other's minds. And you lead me back to the bedroom. And you lay me down on the bed. And you're still not taking your jacket off. And you're still not taking your tie off. I don't want you to. So I'm lying on my side of the bed. And you stand next to the bed. You don't get on the bed with me. You stand next to it. And you just are slowly walking the length of the bed, trailing your fingers over my body. And I'll admit, it feels like you're surveying your property. And I like it. I like it because it's you. And I know that there's more to it than just objectification. I know that it's ownership. But in the deepest sense, as in, yeah, you're mine, and I can have you and do as I please with you, but I also will protect you and treasure you and appreciate you. And that is so different. And I can't get that from anybody else. Because I don't have that history. So I would really like to have this today, if possible. And there's more. You pull up a chair and you sit at the foot of the bed and you just smile and say, I want you to come for me. That's all. That's all you say. I want you to come for me. And you sit back comfortably in the chair and cross your legs and drape your arm over the back of the chair as if to say, entertain me. Please me. Obey me. And in that moment, that's all I want to do. I have this very deep need to please you. So slowly, I unhook my bra and let that drop to the floor. And then I push my panties down. Work them over my legs and let them fall to the floor. And then I look to you for direction. And you tell me to leave the stockings on. And so, with you sitting at the end of the bed, I prop myself up on some pillows and scoot back and lean against the headboard. And I slowly, because I know you do like the long play game, I slowly run my hands from my hips down my inner thighs and spread my legs. And I sit like that for a moment, completely vulnerable. Completely exposed. Completely yours. And just watch your face. And I know that you're pleased. And that makes me happy.
And in those moments, as I am there reclining before you, bare, I feel safe. And it is the most amazing feeling to feel safe and at the same time desired, wanted, to feel sexy and a little bit naughty. And this amazing man sitting at the foot of my bed, still dressed in a sharp suit from work, just watching me, seeing me. And I know what you want. And I want nothing more than to give it to you. So I gently run my hands over my arms and over my thighs and over my stomach and over my breasts and gently tug at my nipples, which are already hard. They have been since you first kissed my neck. And then I let my hand wander. It knows where it wants to go. It knows what I need. And it finds its way to my cunt. Just gently meanders over my lips. And I trail a finger gently up and down my slit. And you can already see and hear how wet I am. And I just let my fingers enter me. Oh, and it feels so good. But you know what? There really is only one thing that I want. And that's you inside me. I want you to fill me with that beautiful cock of yours and stare at me with those beautiful eyes of yours. And I want you. I don't really want to sit here and entertain you. I want to be with you. And so you undo your belt. That sound that I love. So full of anticipation, and you remove your cock, and it's not a salacious thing, it's almost like a gift, and you smile at me, and you crawl up onto the bed over me, and put one arm behind my back, and playfully yank me down from the pillows. And we laugh, and then you brush the hair out of my face and kiss me so, so passionately, so deeply, so hungrily, and we just kiss for a while. We just allow our bodies to heat up together, and you touch my clit and you make sure that I am as excited as you are. And of course I am. You know I am. Because you're you. And you're still thinking about my comfort. My pleasure. Your fingers dip into me. You smile. That smile, it's like, oh, yes, yes, this is gonna be good. And I just look at you, and I just say, make love to me. And without a word, you gently push your cock into me. Slowly. Just, a little bit at a time. Which you know drives me crazy. In the best possible way. And you push in a little and then you pull back out. All the way. Because you and I both love that initial feeling when you first enter me. And so you do that a few times. But then I can't help it. I need to feel your body against me. I need your warmth. I need your skin. I need your sweat. I need to feel the muscles beneath your skin. And I start undoing your tie, and you don't stop me. And because you want it as much as I do, you eventually sit up and just take your jacket off, kick your shoes off. And then it's my turn to unbutton your shirt. And it's all so familiar and so affectionate, but so fucking hot. And I unbutton your shirt and I push it off of your shoulders. And that first moment when you lay your chest on mine and feel your warmth and the hair on your chest and your taut nipples pressed against my chest. Oh God, I love that. And it's like everything else just melts away. And it's just my body and your body needing each other, needing to be close, needing to be intimate in a way that we aren't intimate with other people. And you make passionate love to me. I know that sounds corny, but God, that's what it is. And I love it. And as we're fucking, I'll say it, yes, we are fucking, but that deep connected kind of fucking. There's a push and a pull and a give and take, and yes, the encounter started with you being in a very dominant role, but all that's been stripped away and now we're both completely naked, and we just do what feels good, and sometimes that's you pinning me down and thrusting yourself deep and hard and long into me. And then other times it's me riding you, my hands pressed against your chest. Looking at you, but eventually, as I always do, just wanting to throw my head back as I ride you, because it feels so good. Oh, fuck. And eventually all of that goes out the window. And we are just two people who really want to make each other come. So our tired, sweaty bodies that have learned each other over time, that know each other. They do their thing without us having to think much about it. And at some point, we're on autopilot. And we just dissolve into each other. We just, we come and we come together, and it's one of those rare moments where the whole world has fallen away, and it's just us naked and sweaty and exhausted, but sated and content. And we lay there together. And all I can think is, what did I do to deserve this amazing man? Sometimes I don't know. But I also don't care. Because in those moments, I would not want to be anywhere else. I wouldn't want to be doing anything else. I just want to be there in that moment with you. And that's what I would like when you come home one night. I think you'd like it too. So, sorry for the really long voice message, but I wanted to tell you because I want that with you. Okay. I'm gonna go back to work.